I would like to welcome Ryan Krueger to upcoming Dis. Ryan just saw your film Fried Berry. So welcome. How you doing?
Well, man, I'm good, man. And yourself?
I'm doing quite well. Listen, I saw the film, and looking at your work, I see that this actually started as a short film. As I, apparently that's been kind of your specialty. You've done quite a bit of short films. What was it about the short film of Fried Berry that you decided to turn into a full feature film?
Yeah, it was one of those things. Originally, the short film was in 2017, and it was just a 3-minute experimental, and it was never ever a major plan to make it into a feature film. But the film did really well. The short it did really well. We played like all over the world. We got picked up quite a few awards, and I think that probably planted that seed in my head, because I always just looked at it as short film.
Sure.
But then where I was at the time of my life, before I made the feature, it was very, Fried Berry, the feature was very much born out of frustration of where I was in my life at the time with my career, not having shot a feature film yet, and also being in depression. And basically when I got the idea of, for the feature, it was I got the idea that one night, in 3 days, I wrote a 50% scene brief breakdown.
Wow.
Of the movie, and I wanted to develop the movie as I went, and write all the main dialogue in the film, but be open and organic to do what I wanted to bring to it, and
sure.
And have those little gems where I'm like, okay, let's try this or let's try that, and it was like basically after I got the idea, it was a month later we started shooting, and it just developed as we went. So it was. And it was probably the best. I had a few of the scripts that I could have shot instead, which
right.
Probably would have been way easier. But when I got the idea, I just thought, oh, this is crazy. This is such a cool concept, and I haven't seen it before. And I think that with the audience, whether you get it or don't get it, or love it and hate it, you're going to remember it. So it is a pretty bold movie,
Well, it's very unique, that's for sure. It's not like anything I honestly have ever seen before. And a lot of it kind of hangs on, you have this star, Gary Green, who plays Barry, and he's been usurped by an alien entity who's kind of touring around Cape Town, South Africa, through his body, and experiencing all these crazy things that are going on. But it all really rests on his shoulders. This is a guy who the movie to me is his expressions, his sometimes deadpanning. How do you direct a performance like that that's really not based on a lot of emotions, not based on a lot of dialogue, it's based on those, just him taking all this in?
Yeah, that was the thing from the start. So when I got this idea, I look back at the short and I thought, how could I make this into a feature? How would it work? And the interesting thing is, Gary's not a trained actor.
Okay.
But I love his look. He's got such a unique look. And, I would never look for this film, I would never look anywhere else to cast anybody else, because, Gary was born to play this role.
He sure was.
Perfect. With this film, like you said, the movie's called Fried Berry, and the movie relies on him to deliver and to do this film. But I knew from the start that there's no one else that can do this film apart from, it wouldn't work with anybody else. Even if I got the best actor in South Africa,
right.
It wouldn't be the same. It had to be Gary. So the interesting thing was that, with him as playing the alien, he mimics, all these people that he meets. So when it came to directing, it was also funny because, I'd be on the side of the camera going, okay, Gary, copy my face. Okay, now do this face. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm editing the movie in my head.
Right.
I know, right, I need this cutaway. I need that cutaway. So before we started shooting the film, I said to Gary, obviously this is the story, this is the character. I gave him a few references. And I'd be like, okay. And when it came to shooting, I didn't tell him what we were doing until 30 to 40 minutes prior of filming.
Right.
So with a lot of the other actors in the film, I he didn't overthink anything.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we just went from there.
Well,
but, yeah, Gary did a super amazing job, and I could never imagine this ball, you know, with somebody else playing.
And that process, it really mimics the character, too, doesn't it? This idea of a blank slate and these, you know, almost crazy reaction stuff, because that's what's happening on film. That's what the story is. It's this alien who's experiencing these things without any points of reference. So you've almost mimicked in your process the story you're telling, it sounds like. Was that intentional, or did it just come out that way?
No, that was intentional. Part of it, yes, and another part, it was just funny. Like I said, it was funny that, you know, he mimics all these, you know, these characters.
Right.
You know, he's this fish out of water.
Right.
You know, he's very much like a kid. He's just, you know, sponging up all this information that he's getting. But, it was so ironic that when I was directing, I'm like, okay, now he's mimicking me. So my directing process, I'm like, okay, do this face, and he's mimicking me. So it kind of went, like, hand in hand, and it was just an interesting process. But, I mean, you know, even the main dialogue in the film, I wrote all the main dialogue and everything was, like, mapped out that
right.
What we were going to do. But I also, you know, wanted to be in that organic space that I can try
sure.
new things and I can try new ideas that I come up with on the spot. I didn't want to be set in concrete and, you know, I really wanted to have that creativity to go, oh, let's do this. Oh, I've got a better idea. Let's do this. And I think that's where a lot of, you know, gems came from.
Yeah.
Shooting it the way, you know, the way that I wanted to, you know, because majority of other films, it's like, this is the greenlit script, this is what we're doing, and this is it, you know, so to not be in that space and to come up with any new ideas, it was, you know, if you get a better idea, then you should be able to shoot the better idea.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and it's always true that films are basically recreated in the editing process. It's a form of making the film all of its own. And I get the impression that in this film, that's more true than even in most films. I get the impression there's a lot of stuff that you had to go through. And of course, the way it's edited is a very important part of the storytelling as well. So did you approach this differently than you might have edited a straightforward film?
I think maybe a little bit. But I mean, you know, even though the film was quite loose the way we shot it, I mean,
right.
everything was very much planned out, and it was very
sure.
much planned out that, you know, the feel and the tone of it had to be in a certain way, and the way that I shot it, it had to be, you know, are we with Barry, or are we seeing what Barry's seeing? And
right.
that's why, like, a lot of the shots is, I mean, the film's an experience.
Right.
You know, you're going on this journey, you're going on this trip, it's like a road trip movie without a car, but Barry's the car. And, you know, the world's experiencing this alien, and he's experiencing the world. So it's like, are you going on this journey as Barry, or are you going on this journey with Barry?
Right.
A lot of the shots, we either, like, over the shoulder following him, or we have those POVs.
Yes.
Barry in your face.
Uh-huh.
And again, that comes back to the trippiness and the experience
yeah.
of the, you know, all the drug-related stuff in the movie. So, you know, by the end of it, you've sat there and you think, what the fuck have I just watched? And on top of that, you very much feel like, oh, I just feel like dirty and I want to take a shower. It's just like a, you know, it's such a crazy, wacky movie. And it,
yeah.
we are really taking the audience on this unpredictable ride where we don't know where it's going to go.
Right. I guess what I meant, too, about the editorial process, I mean, because it seems to me that with these reactions and such from your actor Gary being so integral to what's going on, I get this feeling that he left you with a plethora of choices and that there was a lot to go through by the time you went done to find just the right reaction, just the right fit for particular scenes. Now, I may be wrong about that, but I just got the impression that he gave you a world of different from, you know, night and day options to choose from when you went and decided to edit this film.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that was the thing, so from being, that's why it's like, while I'm filming the film, I'm busy editing it in my head.
Right.
So, like, I shoot for the edit, so when I'm there on the side of the camera, and I'm saying, you know, Gary, you know, look at my face, copy this, do that, and I know what I've already got, or what I'm going to get from the, you know, the previous actor, or the actor in the scene, so, you know, I'm looking for all those different reactions. So I'm looking for
Sure.
Now I need another option that might be funnier. So
exactly.
Let's do that. So yeah, so always had an option, and that's the great thing about editing, because it's when it comes down to comedy. The thing with any genre, whether it's, I think horror and comedy are like the hardest styles of films to shoot, you know, and this film is a mixture of all of them, you know,
right.
It's not really a horror, I think there's more comedy than horror in this movie, but there's sci-fi elements, there are horror elements, there's comedy elements, but when it comes to editing comedy as well, the great thing about this film is like, you know, I know the comedy beats in my head,
right.
But now I've got the choice of six reactions, and
that's
out of
what
six reactions, two of them can be the best, and it can be funny because of this or funny because of that. So you really create it. It really feels like Gary's hitting all these comedy beats, you know.
Yeah.
You know, as it's going along, and I think that's the beauty of, you know, of editing and making the audience feel a certain way.
Yeah, I get that. That's what I was driving at. Yeah. Also, tell me about filming in South Africa and Cape Town, because you brought out a lot of the nuances and the personalities of the area. You really made that a character in the film. So tell us what that was like.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about South Africa is, you know, we have so many international films that get shot here because we have so many different locations that look like Italy or Spain or Greece or,
right.
or America or Scotland. We have all these amazing locations. And I mean, South Africa is one of the biggest places in the world for commercials. So we have all these different countries coming to shoot here because it's cheaper to shoot here, and it looks like they're shooting in their country.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the time, people come shoot here for the beauty of South Africa and because of the different locations.
Mm-hmm.
So with Vryburg, you know, I wanted to see the darker side of the city, and like every city in the world, you know, you have your good areas and you have your bad areas.
Right.
But this film concentrated on the bits of the dregs of society and the darker side of life, and I might have ruined it for the Cape Town I might have ruined it for Cape Town tourism, because I'm pretty sure people will look at this film and go, that's fucking horrible, I definitely don't want to go to Cape Town, but I just wanted to show it in a different way that we've never seen in South Africa before.
Well, and you highlighted the people. You highlighted the people as well. I notice a lot of the personalities that have to have been people from the area. I get this impression some real people.
And that was the fun thing of bringing all these, you know, different characters that we see in Cape Town. We see on the streets in Cape Town. I think that was an important element to, you know, this film could have been in any city in the world. And,
sure.
You know, and that's why, you know, I could have shot this film but made it American but shot it here.
Right.
So I was like, no, you know, I want to make it 100% South African, and I want to have these characters that show off, you know, the South African relevance and things that we haven't seen before. And also get the outside audience around the world that doesn't know South Africa too much and show off these, you know, these characters or this world, you know.
And it makes it more visceral, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
So tell me what your plans are for the film. It's been to some festivals, I understand. So you're racking up some wins with this thing. Tell me about the success of Vryburg.
Yeah, so I mean, the success, I mean, yeah, it's been, you know, being my first feature film, you know, I've waited for this for so long, and, you know, we've played all over the world with festivals. I think we've picked up like 23 awards now.
Wow.
We've had fan art from like all over the world. We've had Guardian and Empire, you know, do a whole thing on the, you know, reviewing the movie, critiquing the movie. We got it in the, you know, obviously we have it on Shudder, which has been amazing. I think it's a perfect home for the film. And then also getting on Joe Bob Last Drive, and that was a game changer as well. It just really got it out there. And the day that it came out on the Last Drive, it just went viral on Twitter.
Great.
The night that it came out, I think it was like the third most talked about thing in America on the night that it came out.
Wow.
On Twitter, which is insane. And then we got Certified Fresh and Rotten Tomatoes. And yeah, it's just been awesome, amazing. And the fans of the film has just been nonstop of people messaging me and stuff. So yeah, it's been, I'm very humble for it, and I'm so pleased.
Yeah. Well, it's coming out on October 5th, I believe, on DVD and Blu-ray. What other places can people check this out and see the film?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think we're on like 23 places like already like around the world.
Good.
You know, for distribution, and obviously with Shudder, you know, on Shudder, you know, it's in England, America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and obviously you can get the Blu-ray now on Amazon, and yeah, the amount of, we have like 50 minutes of bonus footage on the Blu-ray, so we've got like the scissor reel, the commentary, the making of,
great,
we have outtakes, we have deleted scenes, we've got the original short film. As an extra, we have a post-credit scene that nobody's seen before. We have all these cool marketing videos. So yeah, it's about 50 minutes of bonus footage, which is awesome. So any people that you know, check it out on the Blu-ray, you know, I think there's nothing better, you know, when you get a Blu-ray that has all those.
Yeah, it's great. And we'll be adding a link to the purchase that at Amazon when we post this interview. So I do want to thank you for taking the time for joining us. It's a very interesting and unique film. It's not like anything I've seen in a long time, and that's great because there's too much rehashing going on, I think, in the entertainment business right now. So you're to be applauded for taking some chances and doing some new things, and we appreciate that.
Amazing, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think we live in the generation of remakes.
Yes.
You know, and it's like they took a bit of this film, took a bit of that film. It was in the desert,
yeah.
Now it's in space. It was lasers, but now it's swords, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing now. I think if you're a filmmaker, you've got to be bold, and you've got to think out the box. And we also live in a world that people are quite touchy with, you know, certain topics. You
yeah.
know, and you can't say this, you can't say that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's movie making, and it's stories, and it's not real. I
right.
mean, like Dry Barry is a very unique experience,
right?
But you also can't take it too seriously. It's
right.
Crazy,
it's a film,
wacky movie, you know. So yeah. It's just characters.
It's there to entertain
you. Where you are in the world, we have these characters, and we meet these interesting people. And Dry Barry is just a fun, crazy, you know, movie. And I think it's a great movie to watch with you know, with a bunch of friends.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sending something so original, because it's getting rare. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And good luck with this film, and we look forward to seeing what's next.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me, man. Much appreciated.
You take care. Have a great day.
You too, man. Right. Thanks.
Bye.